Welcome to today's Rennsteig Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Crossroads of Pella, Jim Hibma, joins us on today's program to talk about an upcoming lecture about the aging brain and new programs they'll have for seniors coming up.
First of all, what is this upcoming lecture that's kicking off a series of events for folks to learn more about the aging brain?
Well, I tell you, on October 11 at 7 p.m. at the meeting room of the Light and State Bank, which is the drive-up bank at 840 Washington, we're going to sponsor a lecture by Bren Fritz, who's a PhD biologist in the University of Iowa. He's the director of the Center on Aging and the director of the Aging Mind and Brain Initiative. And what we're trying to do is that, you know, this population group of 65 years and older, people say that 10,000 people are turning 65 every day in our country. So that group of people is just going to get larger and larger. What can we do to kind of work at exercising the brain? I mean, there's a lot of places that you can exercise your muscles below the neck, but we're going to think about exercising the muscle above the neck. And, of course, we'll be learning some things at this lecture, but general knowledge is that we have to keep active. We have to do things. We have to continue to develop our synapses and all our brain nerves and brain cells in order to stay active for as long as possible. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do with these classes that we'll promote after the lecture.
What can folks learn at this October 11th meeting?
Well, the title of his lecture is Healthy Aging. What can we do about it and what limits do we face? I mean, all of us realize that aging is, we're on a slow decline. We hate to admit that, but we are. And the idea is that how do we forestall the decline as long as possible? And the only way we do that is apparently doing a variety of things to keep our brain active. So I think he's going to kind of give us the medical research about the brains, and then he's also going to kind of tell us what we can do and what we can't do and how this activity or that activity or almost any activity regenerates different parts of the brain. So those are pretty fascinating things.
And this isn't the only part of this series. You've already alluded to it, that this is something that's going to be continuing, where you're going to be working with local organizations and businesses to focus on different areas about the brain and how folks can keep their brains healthy on top of their bodies.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Crossroads is uniquely positioned to probably be able to do this, but one of the ideas is that we're going to have the right, working with the right place. The right place will conduct a series of classes which will help people write their life stories and memoirs and kind of work through that process with them, which I think is a great idea. The other thing is that what we're trying to do is we're trying to really get these businesses or these organizations to do things free of charge. That maybe the first three or four sessions or whatever are free, and then if they want to continue, then they're free to continue through a paid client. The nutritionist at Hy-Vee is going to do a couple classes on nutrition and brain health. You know, what are the brain foods and what should we be eating to kind of cover that angle. Josh Visser over at PRC Health and Fitness is going to kind of lead groups on senior movement. What are the, maybe the 5 or 10 top kind of movements we should do every day as we age to kind of do that. I have ideas in terms of music. I think it'd be a great thing for seniors to get together and just sing, not ever perform, but just gather an hour a week or an hour and a half a week and just sing. That's a great kind of brain activity, as well as the arts, as well as almost any kind of pocket of interest. A group of people could work with Crossroads, and we could brainstorm with my steering committee to enable to figure out some way in which we might be able to offer classes in this area.
And how do you think this fits into the bigger picture of Crossroads? Because, I mean, I know you help a lot of kids with your after-school programs. You do a lot of counseling for adults maybe my age all the way up to that retirement age. And you do a lot of help with Medicare information for seniors. How does this kind of fit in with what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, we're already helping seniors, like you said, with our SHIP program. That's going to be opening up here in October 15 to December 7. So all those people who need to look at their prescription drugs, you can make an appointment through Crossroads. But we also do a lot of counseling with seniors. I mean, unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is that you have conflict issues as people age, you know, and that's sort of something that we see within families. Sometimes there's someone in the family that's already dealing with Alzheimer's and they don't quite know how to approach the problem and what the game plan is in terms of how to address that within the family. So I think it's just a continuing extension of what we're already doing. We're just trying to, I think, be a little more proactive in a way which maybe forestalls the problems. But Crossroads is already, with financial assistance and all kinds of different areas, already helping seniors, and this is just another area.
Once again, that was Jim Hibma with Crossroads of Pella. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.